Hello, Juno, and we are back with our topic today, the history and importance of African American literature. I'm Christina Michelle, and I'm here with Sarita Knoll. We are interviewing Miss Nakisha Wilson, who is a librarian and a literary expert, coming to us via Zoom in Miami, Florida. One of the authors, Nakisha, that you mentioned earlier in the segment, and her name was Nikki Giovanni. I just love how your face lit up and your voice just took on a whole different tone when you said her name, and I can tell that she is one of your absolute favorites. And I'm wondering, as we come to the end of our show today, if you wouldn't mind telling us maybe one of your favorite poems by her, and even if you could read us an excerpt of one of her poems.
Absolutely. I'm glad you recognized that. I was excited. I didn't even realize that I had lit up when I mentioned Nikki Giovanni, but I think she's a national treasure, and I absolutely love her work. So one of my favorite poems by Nikki Giovanni is called Ego Trippin'. She wrote it, I think, in the 70s. It's a poem that's been around for a while, but I can certainly read a part of it so you can maybe see why I love it so much.
That would be such a pleasure.
Okay. Ego tripping. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert with a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes. I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present, when he was three, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built Noah's Ark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself. It was Jesus. Men intone my loving name. All praises, all praises. I am the one who would save. I'll stop there.
Wow. Oh my
Beautiful. Isn't
goodness.
it
That is
beautiful?
so
It's beautiful.
beautiful.
It just
Wow.
instills such like this feeling of pride in me about where I come from. And it's funny because the in parentheses, the ego tripping is also called There May Be a Reason Why. There's a reason why there's this ego trip. So I love her work. If you get a chance, buy any book by Nikki Giovanni. I think you'll enjoy
I love that. What a treat. Thank you so much, Nikisha. And I love
Thank
your
you.
voice. I want you to narrate one of these books. I want to hear you some
Oh,
more.
thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here today, and we've had such a wonderful conversation with you. You're such a wealth of knowledge and information on this topic. I was wondering how our listeners can connect with you. I know that you had mentioned your Just Like Me book box that you're the curator for, and I actually was checking that out the other night, and I'm going to sign my niece and nephew up for that book
Interesting.
box. So to our listeners, I definitely suggest that you take a look at that as well, Just Like Me book box. But how else can our listeners connect with you, Nikisha?
Yes, I actually can be found on Instagram at Reading in Color, and the N is just the single letter N. If you're interested in finding out about new book releases, by Black authors and illustrators for children and teens, you can follow me there. I also share a lot of information and news for all ages on Facebook. I run a group that's called Black Butterfly Book Club Exclusive. It's pretty long. So if you look me up there, you can join the group and just see all kinds of information about books and authors. And I also have an adult book club that I run. Every other month we meet through the Black Butterfly Book Club Exclusive. So yeah, look me up there. And of course, if you want to find out more about the Just Like Me book box, you can go to justlikeme.com and you can sign up every month. We take new subscribers and there's a new theme every month. And I'm pretty sure that your children will enjoy it if you sign them up. It's from ages 0 to 12. So please do that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity today to talk about what I love and helping people to connect with me. Thank you.
We really appreciate you taking the time to share your knowledge and your resources with us.
It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And to our listeners, we will have a summary of the conversation that we had today with Miss Nikisha Wilson on Facebook under Black Awareness Association of Juno. And we will also have some resources and a list of books and authors that you can look up there in case you weren't able to catch notes or take notes during the segment today. So thank you and have a wonderful afternoon. And thank you to you ladies. Goodbye.
Bye.